Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group. Today, I'm delighted to be accompanied by CEO and founder Thilo Bono from German PR agency Piabo. As always, we're going to kick things off with the usual format of 5 quickfire questions. And Thilo, you've got 30 seconds to answer each. Describe what you do in one sentence.
I support my clients, my team, and journalists. So this is our 3 main kind of pyramid of target groups with all the capabilities and knowledge I have to make them more successful and fulfilling and help them to achieve their goals.
What is the one thing people will be surprised to know about your business?
That when they come into our office, it's completely digital and paper-free. So that's always a surprise to say, oh, where's your printing machine and things like that.
When did you know you had made it?
I think as many really prestigious tech heavyweights from Silicon Valley reach out to us because of word of mouth, and that's what confirmed that what I always said, we have no business development such thing, that happy clients are the best salespeople. So when really they came and say, oh, we had heard you did an amazing job, and coming from big global network agency moving to us, that was really the point where I said, okay, now there's a point where we really made it.
Who is the one person to have helped you most on your journey?
It was my last boss before I founded the agency, because he asked me always one question when I was a little bit struggling and said, Thilo, what is the worst thing that can happen? And this one question took out all the fear. And now with every time I'm struggling a little bit with something, then I asking me this question and I see, oh, actually, it's not that bad. I can just do it.
So Thilo, we've known each other for a while now and appreciate that you travel around the world meeting different clients. So I'd be interested to know about this one. How many hours sleep do you get per night?
I'm very clear about having 8 hours sleep. I think that absolutely mission critical for your health and to running your business. I mean, I don't drink alcohol, I don't take any drugs, etc. Of course, this helps also. But I'm absolutely sure it's important to get 8 hours sleep, at least 7.
Let's just go back a little bit. You set up Piabo in 2006 as you always wanted to have your own agency. Tell us about the inception of Piabo and why you decided to launch your own venture.
It was always clear to me that there has to be an agency that really focuses on high growth companies and companies that really change our world, that change our society. And I found it massively important that there's an agency really communicated and bridges innovation with society. And as I founded 2006, there was no agency who taking care of all these great entrepreneurs, these makers, and this enthusiastic people who really had great ideas and great inventions. So I thought I better be the number one in this niche, important to me, and we stick to this principle. And now I always say our goal is clearly to be an agency that's big enough to matter, but small enough to care.
And that's a really important distinction, isn't it? Because one of the challenges as you grow ever bigger and become even more successful is that you don't lose the engagement and customer satisfaction with your clients that made you unique in the first place.
Yeah, and I think that that's very important, because I want that client pitch for us and not we for the client. I want that people apply for our company and I don't have to write 100 people on LinkedIn, do you want to work for me? And this kind of organic kind of growth and development of the agency, I think, is very important to us. I don't say that we are quite there yet, but I want that we are also, that gives also our employees a good feeling that they can stay very long with us. We have a very, very good retention rate compared to other agencies in the industry, because they know that we are very selective what kind of clients we are taking on, what kind of people we are taking on. We are totally aware that we are 100% a people business, but if your goal is not growth, then you can focus on totally different things that really matter. And I think focus goes where energy flows, right? And that is very, very important to understand if you want to deliver great work. That also the client knows, oh, they don't work for everyone. So also it's a really partnership. It's not just they're just a random service provider. It's really a partnership on eye levels.
You travel all over the world. You're here in London today meeting clients. And afterwards, I know you're going over to the West Coast of America to meet some more. As someone who deals with companies entering Germany, can you just talk about how you see the German technology landscape evolving and its role within the world picture right now? We always hear about pockets of growth and development. Where would you see Germany amongst other locations like the Far East?
I mean, Germany is a country full of innovation. Of course, everyone is eyeing on Silicon Valley and everyone is eyeing what's going on right now in China. But Germany, and combined with Austria and Switzerland, is a 100 million people market. So it's super interesting, super powerful. And when you see startups and high growth companies over the last couple of years building really big unicorns and highly profitable companies, look at N26, look at Zalando, look at Wirecard, many others, success stories that built over the last couple of years. There's a lot of innovation, and I think this Germany was always a country who's very external oriented. You have also the mindset that from day one you think global, right? Because your domestic market is not that big compared to China or the US. So from day one you think about, okay, how can I set up a company that also works in France, in UK, in the Nordics, in other regions, right? So there's a mindset of really building global category leaders. And maybe that's in certain niches, but I think that's a mindset that every German has in there.
That must be a challenge as well. What is your advice to any international company who wants to be successful in Germany?
Understand the local rules. Just being successful, for example, in the US doesn't mean you will be it also in Germany. I mean, Germany is a very decentralized, structured country. Things that work in the US, for example, when I read press material and marketing things, it sounds for us often like marketing, so journalists wouldn't necessarily resonate to it, right? Or when you come and say, oh, well, let's do a press conference to our launch, and I always ask, where? In Berlin, in Hamburg, in Frankfurt, in Düsseldorf, in Munich, right? I mean, understand the local culture, and it starts with simple things like public holidays, right? And what is really important, for example, thinking about what are the right events to attend. And sometimes I also suggest really trust also people and see them really on eye level, not thinking because you was on the cover of Forbes mean it gets you tons of coverage in Germany just automatically, right? So there's a process. You have to introduce your brand carefully. You have to build trust first. And I mean, that's what we're there for, guide you through this entire process.
Tilo, thank you very much. Really good to go through that. So now we're going to finish off, as always, with our final five questions. You were talking about organization there. So start with, how do you manage your time?
Effective investment was an AI assistant who schedules all my meetings and appointments. So we're very technology heavy, and managing time is super important. And that's why I have a team that really makes sure that I'm at the right time, at the right place. And I think we have also a lot of German efficiency in that.
What do you predict will change in your industry in the next 6 months?
I think Piabo as an agency is already leading the pack and on the forefront of all the changes that happen. I mean, I hope that with the use of technology like AI, new data-driven technologies, monitoring services, and all the tools that we are using, we see right now that it frees up the time from consultants, from all the ridiculous admin stuff that they sometimes spend time on.
Tilo, can you describe your biggest mistake?
I think after now 13 years of Piabo, I should have early on hired a great HR person, because it is a people business, no question. Sure. But of course, and when you go, you start alone in your bedroom, right? And then you're the chief of everything, right? Responsible for everything. And you always miss the exact point when you should hire whatever, a finance person or HR person, etc. And I think looking back, having a great HR person, and actually we call them people and culture, because that's what I focus mostly on, that is definitely something I should have done earlier.
What would be your one piece of advice to other entrepreneurs?
Being patient and persistent at the same time.
And final question, Tilo, what is your party trick?
If there's a drum kit in the hall, I always like to play a little drum and give the rhythm. As a CEO, you're always in the charge of have the right rhythm and the right spirit. But at the party, I like to play music.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us, Tilo, for another episode of 10 Minutes with the podcast supported by the PHA Group. Join us next time for another episode where we'll meet with an entrepreneur, business leader, and find out what makes them tick.